Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Heroes of Faith. We're talking about really a lot of famous women in the Bible today. It's been good. We're going to talk about Queen Esther today. You know, it's a funny story. Most people just get the highlights of it, and they don't get the background of it. You know, we got a famous king. You know, he's over 127 provinces. He ruled from India to Ethiopia. This was not some small-time guy. He was a big-time king. And so he loved parties, loved showing off. So he did it every year through a big party and the big celebration feast. Well, the feast lasted 180 days. 180 days, man. That's almost a half-year party. Man, he's going to have a big party. Well, during the party, he's trying to show off what he's got, what he's done, who he is. Well, one of the things he did was he'd always invite his wife, the queen, to come to the party because it's evident she's a beautiful woman. And so he sends word for her to come to the party, and she's having a women's meeting. She's got a lot of the ladies evidently she's meeting with, and she said, no, I'm not coming. And he thought, no, you need to tell her. It's the king. You tell Queen Vashti she's supposed to come. Well, again, she refused to come. And so all of a sudden, all of his aides said, man, you can't do that. You're the greatest king in the land. You can't have some woman just tell you, you stick it up your nose. You can't do that. We got to do something. And he said, what do you recommend? Well, we got to get rid of her and get you another queen. And so that's what he did. The whole story of Esther, like, well, I'm going to dump her and I'll get another one. So what he did, he started a beauty contest. It's just that simple. He started, find me the most beautiful woman in the country. And so they did it. So every weekend they're finding women and bringing them in and walking them before them and so having this contest. And finally, they find this one girl happens to be a Jewish girl. Now they're captive. The country's been overrun. They've been there as captives in the nation. But she's there, and then evidently she's free enough. She can come to the contest and said, yep, that's her, man, Esther. Ooh, is that one fine-looking woman. So they said, you won the contest. You're going to be the next queen. They take her in, and all the king's ladies get her dressed up, perfumed up, and bathed up, and dressed in really nice clothes. She's brought them before the king. And they had certain rules back then. A queen can only go before the king when she's invited. You can't go in uninvited. So she becomes queen, and in the meantime, the story picks up in Esther that there's a guy named Mordecai, there's a guy that hates the Jews. And because even though they're in captivity, they seem to rise to the top. That's been the history of Israel throughout their whole history. They just seem to rise to the top. And they own businesses in town, and they start to do other things. And so word comes that this guy's going to develop a plot to get the king to kill all the Jews. He's going to have them all killed. And so the prophet comes to Esther and says, hey, you need to remember something. You might be the queen, but you're also a Jew. And if a king makes a proclamation, all Jews are going to be killed. That's you, honey. Even though you're the queen, that's going to include you. So you got to do something. And so all of a sudden, well, I can find out. And so the plot was, when you read through the book of Esther, she decides to throw a banquet, real nice banquet. Invites everybody in and brought the enemies of the king in, and they go through this whole process. And what happens was, during that process, she reveals what's going on. And she tells them, listen, guys, you've got a lot of enemies. We're not one of them. The Jewish people have been very loyal, very faithful. And so Haman's plotting against the Jews. He wants them all dead. And so in the meantime, he said, we're going to make this new law. And so we're going to have this hero. Now, Haman thought he was talking about himself. I'll get rid of the Jews. King's going to love me. And every time he honors somebody, he puts them on a donkey, dresses them in his robes, puts a great crown and lots of kings on his finger, rings on his finger, and he'll march them through town. And so Haman thinks, because I'm going to be a hero and get rid of all these nasty people, the king's going to honor me. Well, all of a sudden, Esther gets involved, throws this big banquet, and during that banquet, she kind of reveals to the king that she's Jewish. And if you kill the Jewish people, that'll include me. And he said, you're kidding. And he said, no. And so the whole thing, the whole story sets up like he realizes, I can't do that. I love this woman. So what can I do? I made a law. I can't undo it. And so got tricked into making a law to have all the Jews killed on this particular day. He's already made the law. He's like God. He cannot undo the law. Well, that's going to include his wife. And so he makes another law. And so he says, well, I'm going to make another law. I give all the Jews in my country permission to defend themselves. I made a law that all Jews are to be killed. I make a new law that all Jews can defend themselves. And so there was a kind of a major, minor riot that broke out, and the Jewish people survived. And all their enemies are destroyed, and including the bad guy, you know, Haman, he ends up being stuck on a big, tall pole and killed. And so the whole story was God used a girl what's her trade? She won a beauty contest. Is she real smart? We don't know. Can she walk on water and raise dead? We don't know. We just know she's the most beautiful woman in the land. But she realized she had been born. Mordecai, the prophet said, you have been born for such a time as this. It's one of the most famous sayings. You know, we quote a lot of stuff out of the Bible. And said, you have been born for such a time as this. Chapter 4 of Esther. You've been born for such a time as this. You didn't know why you've been born. You feel, well, I'm the third kid or the fourth daughter or whatever. No, you've been born to save your nation. Now, you weren't trying to save your nation. You're just trying to get by. You're in a foreign country. Your family's been made slaves. You're just trying to get by and get enough bread to eat and not get killed. But all of a sudden, you are made queen. Do you think that's luck? And I used to tell people, there's no such thing as luck. There's not good luck. There's not bad luck. There's this God. There's God and the devil. We're in between like an Oreo cookie. So you get to choose, you know. And so, again, the prophets warned Esther, said, if you keep quiet at a time of deliverance, it's going to cost you. The Jews are going to perish. But who knows that you have been made queen because of this very situation. And so she stood up. She went back in to see the king uninvited. And he could have said, hey, you're not supposed to come here. I can stone you to death. So she goes in knowing he can have me stoned to death. She goes in. She gets on her face. She bows before him. And finally, he stares at me and said, what can I do for you? I'll give you up to half my kingdom. What can I do for you? Let me throw you a party. And so she throws the party. And that's where the revelation came out, who the real enemy was. And so the bad guy got killed. The good guy won. People used to ask me all the time, what kind of movies do you like to watch? I want to watch a movie where the good guy wins. And so every Bible story, what is this? Well, Esther, she was a good person, and she won. Did she pick this? No, didn't have a clue what she's doing. She's minding her own business. She just happens to be beautiful. She wins the contest. She's made the queen to the king, you know. And I'm sure her parents are giving her instruction. So was the prophet. He said, listen, this is not an accident, honey. You have been appointed for such a time as this to save your country. And she did. Esther had the king change that new law. And she saved her entire nation. And she's one of the heroes of faith. And there's only two women listed to those heroes of faith. It's Esther and there's Ruth. And man, this is a big story. I tell people, it doesn't matter your IQ, GPA. God is looking for somebody to show himself strong in. Now, I've got 5 daughters and a son. And I love my girls. I really do. But I learned early that women don't get treated right a lot of times. So I wanted my girls not to be belligerent or rude. I wanted all my girls to know who they were in him, in whom, and in Christ. Know your rights. And that's what Mordecai was trying to let Esther know. You have rights as a child of God, not as the queen, but as a child of God. But you're going to put some demands on it. You're going to stick your neck out a little bit. And she did, and she saved not only her people, but her name got written down in the book, and she's one of the heroes of faith. And man, an incredible story that it is. So whoever you are out there today, take some time. Read the book of Esther. It's a great story. It's not real long. Read the book of Esther. Read the book of Ruth, two of the greatest women in the Bible. Came out of nowhere, just not trying to be famous, just trying not to starve, trying not to get killed early. Yet they ended up running the nation, ended up saving the nation. God bless, guys. Appreciate you listening today. Stay in the Word of God. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.